This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today as our festive programming kicks up a gear today. I thought we would take a look at the festive tree at the heart of the Icelandic capital, the so-called Oslo tree, which you might think with that name comes from Oslo. We're about to find out that it used to, but it doesn't anymore. Helga Maureen Gylfadottir is my guest today, and we're having a conversation at the Maritime Museum, which is actually somewhere, I have to say, Helga, I've not made a program about yet. We'll have to come back in the new year and fix that, I think. But let's talk about the Oslo tree, as it is called. Yes. It used to come from Oslo, didn't it?
Yes, we had a special relationship. Isn't that what they call in the political?
Yes, kind of, yes.
So we had a special relationship with our family and friends in Oslo, in Norway. So we talk about that since 1952. That was kind of the official start of that. They sent us a Christmas tree, which was supposed to be put up next to the town hall or such, but at that time there was no specific town hall, so it was placed at Östervöllur, which is kind of public area in the center of Reykjavik.
Now, you were showing me some photographs here in the office that we're having the conversation, and one of them is a wonderful photograph. It's of a man very much dressed as a kind of bureaucrat standing in front of this massive tree. There's the photo there, which has just come off a boat, I guess, from Oslo.
Yeah, he's standing there and he looks a bit like, oh my God.
I did not sign up for this.
And he has this briefcase and he has a hat and a long coat, and he's like, well, I need to check for this, a huge Christmas tree.
And who is he then? Is he accompanied the tree or is he receiving it?
No, we think he's receiving it.
Okay.
We don't have any information who he was, but he looks like he's someone from Reykjavik.
And he doesn't look like he's the man that cut the tree down either, does he?
No, he doesn't. An axe.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But you can see the size of it there, because he's a small figure in front of this giant tree, which is lying on its side. So these were, I mean, the trees that were sent from Norway, they didn't skimp on the size of them, did they?
No, they were generally very tall, because they stood next to our Domkirken, or the cathedral, and next to the parliament building, so it usually would match that in height.
Yes. Oslo, I think, or Norway also sent a tree to the UK as recognition of the partnership during the war as well.
Yeah, it's lovely. I didn't know that. Lovely to hear, So the ship docks at the Reykjavik Harbour, and then it needed to be kind of transported to Östervöllur, and then it was it was not a one-man's job to get it up, so there was a group of men who spent a few days getting it ready, and it's actually it was actually lit on the 21st of December, this first kind of Christmas tree. So, but today we lit it on the first Sunday of Advent. The idea about a Christmas tree from Norway, it started a few years earlier, but they already started to talk about in Reykjavik that they should form kind of a city forest to start to cultivate trees in general for beautification and also for people to walk around in a forest.
Yes.
So the idea about a forest began around the same time that the talk about bringing a Christmas tree from Norway, and the long idea was that in the future we would be able to put up our own Christmas tree, and that has materialized. And in the past few years, we have the tree comes from the Borgarskógur, or the city forest, we could call it that, but it's still called the Oslo tree, and it's still in collaboration with the Norwegian embassy, and so we keep the tradition. Yes. With the connection and the kind of friendly atmosphere, but we bring it a little bit, further afield. Yes.
Well, I'm glad there is that friendly atmosphere between the countries, because anyone watching the latest season of Rautherren on RÚV, where of course there is a war that breaks out, sorry, no spoilers, but a war that breaks out at the end of the season between Iceland and Norway, I'm sure there wouldn't be a Christmas tree coming in those circumstances. But something I didn't realise until I got notification that the mayor was going to be at the city forest cutting down the tree and helping take it to the city centre, is that although we no longer import a tree from Norway, we do still send one to the Faroe Islands.
Yeah, I think it was just last week, weekend as well, that an official, I think it was someone from the city council, who went out to Thorsholm in the Faroe Islands and presented the tree, and it was lit there with very similar kind of festive as we did here, you know, the song and dance and stuff like that.
Do we drive it all the way to Seyðisfjörður then and put it on the ferry?
I'm not sure. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe it goes from Reykjavík Harbour.
Yes.
I need to look that up because I'm not sure how that goes.
Yes. I mean, you wouldn't get one of these trees in your hand luggage, would you, on the plane, certainly, no. to Vágur Airport.
But I saw a picture of it this morning, and it's beautiful as well. And the tree this year at Östervöllur is also very beautiful, and they have beautiful decorations. And I think it's also, it's just kind of the start of Advent to see the tree there. And also during the winter, the December, it sometimes can get a bit harsh, the weather, and they always say, will the tree stand or not if the storms are too big? But it has, I can't remember it has ever fallen down. But
no, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good, because there are always lots of crowds around, and this year was no exception. Lots of adults and children there to enjoy the switching on
and
of the lights.
When I was a little child, a little girl, I went with my parents and to see and count down, you know, 5, 4, 3. And then all the Santa Clauses came. That was also a great thing. And they still come. They have some special arrangement with the city. That they, because of course, as you know, they don't come until they first come 13 days before Christmas, so they're a little bit ahead, but there's a special agreement, so.
And that's fine, yes. Well, they are making their way down, of course, from the mountains as we speak, one by one, aren't they? Now, the photographs you were showing me earlier, some of these are great. They go back to decades ago in Iceland. Here is a photograph in black and white. Mm. You wouldn't get me on that ladder. There's a gigantic ladder with two workmen. The ladder's just propped against the tree and they're climbing it to place it, decorations and lights on it. Yeah. Health and safety doesn't seem to be an issue here, does it?
I don't see a hard, what do you call it, a hard hat.
There's no hard hat, there's no yellow jacket.
No, nothing. And they are two kind of next to each other, so if the top one goes, the other one goes
pretty
down.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there'll probably be a still weather that day. There was no wind, probably. Yeah. So it was also very popular for photographer at the newspapers to go and take pictures, so we have good documentation from these times.
Yes,
and it was a photo moment.
Yes, yes. And so just a sidebar to this, the photographs you're showing me just now, are these available to be viewed in any of the museums?
Yes, we have the Reykjavík Museum of Photography is one of our museums, and there's actually on the web, on the homepage of the museum, you can kind of, and if you write, you know, Christmas or something as a search word, you will get all these different pictures from Reykjavík.
I want to put a link up to that, actually, because some of the ones you were showing me of Reykjavík in Christmas time in years gone past, with some wonderful displays that were seen in shop windows in downtown Reykjavík. And going back, how many years would you say for some of these?
Because people wanted to send gifts abroad, so it was Ramagerðin who was the first one to set up Christmas decorations in the windows, in the store windows. And they also put all kind of, what do you call it, mechanical Santa Clauses?
Yeah, sort of animatronic.
Animatronic ones. Yes. And I remember, you know, when I was little that we went downtown in November to see the Santa Clauses in these store windows. It was great, the excitement, and it was like, oh, Christmas is coming. And they had kind of these kind of banners like, remember your friends abroad, remember your family abroad. So we had to think ahead if we want to get the Christmas presents on the right time. But they are really funny, and they're like, they're popping out of the window here, all in I think this is from 1970.
That looks very 70s. Yeah. I mean, it's a black and white photograph, but you can tell almost by the mannequins, they've got that sort of 1970s mannequin look, haven't they?
Yeah.
And the flared trousers. But in the bottom right, and hopefully you can find this on the link that we post, there is a Santa Claus on a small buggy that he is driving around. Mm.
And he seems like he's going out of the window.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He really does.
And I remember the lights on the little car, they kind of blinked, and I think he moved his hand like saying hello. So in my memory, childhood memory, they have a big place, these windows displays.
Yes, and you don't really see them so much these days, do you?
No, not in this caliber, because, you know, people buy everything from Amazon now, so I don't know. So how that goes.
Yes. Mm. Just going back to the tree then, and trees in general, and the way that they were part of an Icelandic Christmas.
Yeah.
We can go back even further than the Oslo tree, can't we?
Yeah. The first kind of mention about trees in for Christmas in Iceland is in the 1850s, that's the first time we have kind of documentation, and that was mainly in the homes of Danish merchants or Icelandic kind of official, who had some official capacity. So they had gotten to know that in Copenhagen or even Germany. So that's in 1815, so around 1900 we started to see more of a Christmas tree, but they were not, as we would call, trees. They were made of trees, out of tree, and then they would wrap around them the plant that we, from the blueberries, link, it's called, yeah. So that was the main Christmas tree, and it was not general. And for example, most children maybe saw it at the Christmas ball, which ladies here in town gave for children who came from poor families, and then they would have a Christmas ball, and there they would see a general big Christmas tree with candles, and then they all get a little present, and And then in the 1920s, we started to get to know these songs, and they all sort of came from Denmark as well. And these were kind of songs that we call, you have to move something, like Gekki yfir sjól, and then you have to make like you're walking over sea and country, and then you do some kind of movement, and I live on Clapland, and everybody has to clap, and everybody has to step, and then everybody has to laugh, because I live in Lailandi, I live in laughing country, and that's kind of much fun, yeah, to do that. And so, yeah, but these are all songs that we have kind of, you know, gotten from Denmark and translated, and yeah.
So how long is the Oslo tree available for people to look at?
I think they take it down after the 6th of January, the 13th, the 13th night of, We celebrate Christmas till the 6th in general, that's the last night, and then we have a little bonfire night, and maybe then it's also allowed to fireworks at that night, and then after 6th, Christmas is kind of
And that's also, I think, the 6th is when the final Yule Lad returns to the mountains.
Yeah, but sometimes the tree stands a bit longer, it's just the weather permitting, you know, when it's best to take it down, because the weather has to be on our side when we take it down. Yes.
Well, then, I mean, it could be here till April then, couldn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking us through that today, the history of the Oslo tree, I guess the future of it as well. There is a good relationship between Iceland and Norway, and that will continue, I think.
Yes. And I just encourage everyone who is here in Reykjavik to go and look at the tree and maybe do a little dance.
Well, thank you for that. Helga Morin Gilvadottir here at the Maritime Museum in Reykjavik. And as I say, that is a place to which we will return certainly next year to make another program here on Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.